can't understate how important this is. So why is it so important? Well, the only thing at this point between the vaccine and Americans all across the country is a green light from the FDA. And we already know that the commissioner of the FDA, Stephen Hahn, said the only thing he's waiting for to give that green light is if this advisory panel, this group of doctors, looks at the vaccine, says, yes, we recommend that it's safe. And that is exactly what happened tonight. So we are now one step closer, and we're right on the finish line to turning the tide here.
We have one task ahead of us today, and that is to discuss and vote on the emergency use authorization of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine.
Drug maker Pfizer neared its final hurdle for its COVID vaccine.
So we do have a favorable vote.
Getting a vote of approval from an FDA panel, the vaccine is now likely just days away from nationwide distribution.
We must demonstrate that the vaccine is highly effective. We must demonstrate that the vaccine is safe.
Pfizer team members like Dr. Katherine Janssen, head of vaccine research and development, laid out the success of their vaccine trial results to a panel of independent medical experts.
Dr. Levy voted yes.
And that panel voted 17-4 Thursday evening to greenlight the vaccine for emergency use.
Not only is there pressure to go quickly, but there's also pressure to get it right.
Dr. Rick Kennedy with the Mayo Clinic says the urgency for a COVID vaccine adds a level of pressure on the advisory panel and the FDA.
Everybody's looking at them. So if anything happens in the future, they're on the hook in a way that they would never be on the hook before.
Could I ask the Pfizer team to respond?
Dr. Kennedy also says the panel's questions weren't simply focused on Pfizer's trial results. They also look ahead.
What are the restrictions they're going to place on the EUA? Is it going to be open to all age groups?
And lawmakers on Capitol Hill celebrated the prospect that the FDA will soon authorize the vaccine for emergency use.
Let us hope that this vaccine will inspire people to follow a regimen of masks, separation, sanitation.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says if that happens, the vaccine could spark the beginning of the end of COVID.
And Great Britain has already approved the Pfizer.
Republican Senator John Kennedy says the FDA shouldn't waste any time now that the panel has given its approval.
We have to be careful, but we have to be fast. And I expect them to approve these vaccines any day now.
So that vote was 17-4, which means there were four highly qualified doctors that did not recommend that this vaccine get used. So why is that? Well, the hearing today was all day, but there were concerns throughout that hearing that some doctors brought up about how we're not exactly sure what the impact is going to be on children yet. Now, remember that trial, the vaccine trial itself focused on adults, but there were 16 and 17-year-olds, not very many. So the results in terms of how it's going to impact that group did have some doctors concerned, but ultimately 17-4 vote, so we are going to move forward. And again, the FDA commissioner says he's going to take that recommendation at face value, and so we have an overwhelming vote in that sense. Reporting live tonight in Washington, D.C., Joe Khalil, News Nation.